Welcome to the two-man game. I'm your host, Landon Holland, and with me, as always, my co-host, Xavier Rocha. What's up, Roach?
What's going on, Dando? Have you been? Haven't talked to you in a while.
I've been pretty good, trying to catch up on some basketball that I've missed lately, but it's been an exciting season so far. We have a lot of competitive basketball going on, and I'm excited to talk some hoops with you.
Yeah, I mean, it's just been a joy to see all the improvement from a lot of players that you and me like, but also to see the downfall of some teams and some players as well. I think we'll get into that eventually throughout this episode, so should be a good one.
Yeah, I want to get started right away with just wondering, like, what are some teams that have just been much better than you expected? Like, just give me one to start, and then I'll give you one of mine.
Actually, they're one of my top league pass teams as of late. Have actually been the Sacramento Kings. Going back to last year, I know you and me were kind of upset with the deal they made for Sabonis. I think a lot of people were giving up on Tyrese pretty early, and that's shown to be. I feel like they've still lost that trade. It's shown to be a lost trade just because of like the step Tyrese has made this year. But the Kings have also benefited through the fit that Sabonis and Fox have together and the pieces that they put around them. And right now they're sitting at the 4 seed, 6 games over 500, and they've won 4 in a row. So... And they're, what are they, a game back of the Pelicans from the 3 seed. They're playing really good basketball. De'Aaron Fox has been a top clutch player this season, which is a huge improvement from where he was last year. I know last year he was, I think, one of the bottom in the league when it came to, like, clutch points and clutch baskets and, like, his efficiency in clutch moments. He's really controlled himself in that area, and Sabonis is playing like an all-star starter this season, which has been super good, and the role players are stepping up as well. So the Kings have definitely been a top one as they're sitting comfortably in a playoff spot right now. What about you? Or do you have any thoughts on the Kings?
Yeah, I think they've been super impressive this year. I think Mike Brown's done a great job in his new role as their head coach. And as you said, Fox has been great this year. And to add on to everything you said, Keegan Murray's been very solid as a rookie. Doesn't look like he has like superstar potential, but I think he's going to have a long career in the NBA. And he's just been a steady presence for them at that four position. But I'd say my team that has shocked me the most, and I think a lot of people, is the Indiana Pacers, who I think, like, when we were predicting the standings at the beginning of the year, we both probably had them towards the bottom of the league, if not like the very bottom of the Eastern Conference. And they're standing at the 8 seed right now, only 2 games back of the 6 seed. And this team is just competing at a high level against great teams every night. Like, I've watched some Pacers games where they're giving the Bucks good games. They're giving the Nets like a couple losses in a row, I saw earlier this year. And they definitely exceeded my expectations. And I think a big reason for that is, like you said, Tyrese Haliburton has been by far a win for that trade with the Kings. And also, Benedict Mathurin's been one of the best rookies in the league, as well as Miles Turner coming back and being super good, and Buddy Hield having a really good year so far. And they're just, yeah, they just got a lot of solid players, and they compete every night. So that's probably my team that I would say is most surprising to me, and I love watching them play.
Yeah, I think at one point they were sitting up at around the 4 or 5 seed before this Haliburton injury. I know he'll be out for at least 2 weeks and be reevaluated for that. I mean, I think he's dealing with an elbow and knee injury. So hopefully they can stay afloat, stay in the play-in for when he gets back. But yeah, they've been super good when he's on the floor. I mean, for them to come from being in all the trade rumors, like Miles Turner and Buddy Hield being shipped off for draft picks and them tanking for Victor Wembanyama, to being in the playoff race for most of the year has been a definite surprise. And yeah, Tyrese Haliburton, definitely an all-star. I hope him missing some games here doesn't affect his position there. But yeah, just great basketball by the Pacers and a bunch of improvement across the board from older players as well as some of their young talent that they have there too. So been super good to see them playing good basketball.
Yeah, and how about a team that has been a little bit worse than you were expecting going into the year?
Man, there's a few to choose from. I probably know your pick based on the standings, but yeah. I'll talk about the Suns. Obviously they've been riddled with some injuries here and there. Missing Cam Johnson for most of the year with a knee injury. Jay Crowder also stepped off and is kind of waiting to be dealt here near the deadline. Chris Paul's missed 10-plus games, and Booker's been out for the last 2 weeks and still will be out for a couple weeks. So they've kind of tumbled down. They were, I think at one point, they were the one seed. And now they're sitting at the 11 seed, just out of the play-in. And their schedule doesn't really get any easier here. So, I mean, they just have to find a way to win games and just haven't looked like themselves. And I know injuries have played a big part, but the defense hasn't looked as great as it has in past years. And just like the togetherness and chemistry of the team has just been super off this year.
Yeah, for sure. And I think it was once they get Cam Johnson and Devin Booker back, they'll definitely start winning more games and should definitely find themselves in at least a play-in game. But yeah, this year's definitely been a year where just the middle of the pack is just so tight together, and there's just a lot of teams beating up on each other night to night. Is the Raptors a team you were thinking I was going to go for? Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I'm always high on the Raptors going into each year, and like I just said with the Suns, like, this team's probably going to end up in the play-in for me or not. They could even be like a 5 or 6 seed because they're really only like, let me see. Yeah, they're 4.5 games behind the Knicks at the 6 seed, so anything's doable. And I mean, I love that starting lineup with Van Vliet, Trent Jr., OG Anunoby, who's having probably his best season of his career, and then Scotty Barnes and Siakam. I think the main thing for me is I expected Scotty Barnes to be a little bit just more, not that he hasn't been good, but I thought he was going to take it even another step this year and be like probably not all-star, but like on that border between all-star and like a super solid player. And I think he's just been pretty similar to what he was last year. So I think if he can improve, and yeah, they just need to start winning games, because right now they are 20-24, and yeah. But like I said, all these teams from the 6th seed to the even like the 12th seed in each conference is neck to neck and games behind. So
yeah, I mean, Fred VanVleet with just a rough start to open the year with his shooting. And like you said, Scotty Barnes not taking a leap like many people thought he would. He's kind of just leveled off this year, which, I mean, could be a slump. I think most people would expect that to be a slump for this season. And hopefully he can slowly improve throughout the rest of this year and heading into next year. I don't see him. Like you said, both conferences are super, super tight when it comes to the middle. And teams are going to move drastically from where they are right now just because of how close it is. But I still see them. I don't see them getting up to like the 4 seed like you're saying. I just don't think they have the talent that some of those teams do up there, like the Sixers, Cavs,
No, I said the sixth seed.
Okay.
I think from like six to, I think the Knicks, Heat, Pacers, Hawks, Bulls, and Raptors can all just be.
Yeah, depending on what moves are made, because the Knicks just have so much capital to go out there and go get someone that could become available.
Yeah.
And the Heat are always looking to spend draft picks and get players as well. But yeah, I mean, they're definitely going to make the play-in. I feel like the Pacers could fall out due to this injury, and the Bulls as well just haven't been too good. But yeah, just a rough start from Van Vliet and Scottie Barnes as well, just not taking the leap has been the biggest detriment to the Raptors this season. So, but I do question, like, do they move off of Anunoby having this big year? I think he has like 2 years left on his deal, and then he's going to be looking for a bigger extension there when they'll also still have to pay Scottie Barnes coming up. Siakam, I think, is under contract as well. Van Vliet, so just a lot of money on the books. Could they look to move Anunoby for pieces and just get deeper? Do you have any thoughts on like an Anunoby trade or?
Yeah, I think from my, like, if I was in charge of this team, he's not somebody I would want to give up. I just think the year he's had defensively next to Scottie Barnes, I think them both being super young, can just be a consistent pair of wings to have for the next 10 years. So I would definitely want to hold on to both of those guys. I know Gary Trent Jr., I've seen things that he might be on the market, and I'm not opposed to that. And then obviously, like, the two faces of the team for the last 5 years, Siakam and Van Vliet. I don't know. Siakam, I've always been off and on with Siakam if I think he's capable of being like a top two player on a championship level team. And I think what it comes down to is Barnes is probably has the biggest potential to be a star on this team. But yeah, this roster is definitely interesting when you look at just how many really, really good players they have, but maybe not like good enough to be the best player on like a contending team. And just also the style of basketball they play is definitely different. And I think they could try to add some depth. But also, I don't know how they do that with the pieces they have. And I like some of their pieces of depth, but I don't know. It's just, it's an interesting roster for sure.
If the Raptors continue to struggle, Zach Lowe and Bill Simmons were talking about this deal they came up with. So it involves the Kings and the Raptors. If the Kings sent an offer to the Raptors for, say, OG Anunoby, or even Siakam, the Siakam deal would probably involve more assets like picks and stuff, but Keegan Murray and Harrison Barnes as like the two players heading to Toronto for, say, OG Anunoby, or Keegan Murray and Harrison Barnes and two firsts or even more heading to Toronto for, say, Siakam. Do you do any of those deals if you're Toronto? If, like, say those are offered to you?
No, because personally, I think the Raptors like their wings better than the Kings' wings. And I think, I just think the Raptors need to look for guards that can shoot well. I think that's like the biggest thing they lack sometimes. Like Van Vliet, obviously, is probably their most like consistent shooter. Because Gary Trent's a good shooter, but he's kind of streaky. And he's not much of a like off the dribble kind of guy or playmaker. He's kind of just a streaky catch and shoot guy. But yeah, I just don't think when you look at OG, Scottie Barnes, and Siakam, like I personally like all those guys better than Barnes and Murray at this point. Even though Murray's a rookie, like none of these Raptors wings are like past their prime or old in any like. They're pretty young players, so Yeah, I wouldn't do that, but how about you?
I mean, I like the basis of the deal. I get what you're saying. Like, if you're shipping off a wing that you already have, I could see it to get younger, but to bring in similar positions would kind of just kind of be a lateral move, I think. I like your point in, like, going for shooting guards or even, like, a big that they don't really have. Like, Siakam plays the five most nights, and Achiuwa backs him up, who's also an undersized big. I think going out and looking for a nice big to play alongside the wings that they do have, like a rangy big that can block shots and spread the floor, or like you said, a guard that can hit shots and facilitate to play alongside VanVleet, because really Trent is kind of just a shooter and just like a defender that gets steals. He's not a great defender, but he does get steals, and I guess some people see that as good defense, but he's really not that great. So yeah, I could definitely, they definitely, I think if they made a deal, would have to look for a position that they don't really have, and I guess the move to just go get more 6'9 wings, which they do love, kind of be a lateral move. So yeah. I do see where you're coming from.
Yeah, and I agree. I think getting like a true center would be beneficial for this team. Like before the Pacers were winning games this year, I really thought they should try to get Miles Turner. But like at this point, I don't know if Indiana's really looking into that. But yeah, if I'm Toronto too, I'm just comfortable with where I'm at and keep developing my young players. I know Christian Coloco is one of those bigs that maybe could have a solid career. Still too early to tell, but they got a lot of great pieces over there. So,
Donald Ban.
Yeah.
Your guy.
Donald Ban. I love that guy.
I want to get your thoughts on the Thunder. Sorry to take it to them, but they've looked really, really good.
I love it.
Over the past few or a couple weeks. And really, since the new year, they've just looked like a whole new team. And I'm loving it. I just want to know your thoughts.
Yeah, I mean, obviously the first thing I'm going to talk about is going to be Jalen Williams. J-Dub. I know both of us thought at the beginning of the year this guy had a chance to be one of the better rookies, and we both predicted that he was going to have a good career. And so far, I love what I see from this guy. I think he's going to be one of the best value picks of this last year's draft. And but yeah, I'll talk about more than Jalen Williams because I love to talk about him. But yeah, obviously Shea has been honestly probably like a top 10 player in the league this year. If I like, that guy's just so fun to watch. I love the way he just runs that offense, the way he just like, it's so fun to watch him play. It's hard to describe, but it's so unique compared to like all other stars. He just gets to the basket at will, but it's not like he's just like going full speed at the rim. It's just like, I don't know. And then Giddey's also, he's still shaky at times and he's a young player, but he's, from what I've seen, he's improved a lot in the last month and he's had some really big games. He's also continue to be more confident with his shot and even late game scenarios, taking some big shots. And honestly, this team is just, they all just compete really hard. Isaiah Joe, another addition, has shot the ball super well. And yeah, this, I mean, I don't think they're going to make the playoffs. I don't know what you think about that, but I think they should love what they see. And they got a solid core next to, years full of more draft picks to come and a ton of assets to work with. So,
I mean, and keep in mind they're playing without their number two overall pick here.
That is true.
Just more excitement heading into next year, being able to see Chet Holmgren and whoever we do add in this upcoming draft. I think the biggest thing for the Thunder that I want to see is for them not to rush making a deal and like offloading those draft picks. like the improvement that, like you said, Shea's made this year. He's jumped into a top 10 player and a definite all-star starter. Giddey has actually drastically improved his jump shot this season. From three-point range, he's jumped from 26% up to 34%. And his effective field goal percentage has jumped from 46% last year to 51% this year. Those are just a few of his shooting numbers. And even his scoring has jumped from 12.5 to 16 points per game this year. He's becoming a more effective scorer at every facet, all across the board, and his passing's just as good. So you see that improvement from Giddey. You see Jalen Williams, the 12th overall pick from this draft, looking like a top 5 rookie, but he was picked 12th overall. And then, as of the new year, big Jalen Williams, J. Will, has actually looked pretty good starting since Poku's out. He's been actually starting at the 5, and he hasn't looked too bad. So kind of a sneaky little draft pick there in the second round from this draft. And then the other young talent you have, like you said, signing Isaiah Joe, great shooter. Pokuševski, maybe a tad overrated. I might overrate him, but he didn't look too bad when he was playing. Jeremiah Robinson Earl looked pretty good when he was playing before he got hurt. Trey Mann, like I've been saying, is a great six man. Great scorer off the bench. I just don't want him to rush what they are developing with all these players. Give them time to play out, develop, get Chet in next year, and whoever we do get. And if we do make the playoffs this year, which, I mean, it could happen. We're 2.5 games out of the 5 seed right now, and we're the 12th seed. The West is super, yep, super close.
You got the Lakers and Spurs behind you, though. So,
I understand.
But yeah.
But we do have the easiest remaining schedule in the league, so
anything's possible at this point.
But yeah, I just think great improvement across the board from this Thunder team. And even if we don't make the playoffs, I mean, the odds to try to get Vic, probably very unlikely, but if we do get Vic, that'd be pretty nice too. So I think just seeing improvements, the biggest win that every team looks for, and the Thunder have definitely made huge improvements this year from last year.
Yeah, they're fun to watch too. Like, they get after it, and they have more ability to score than they did last year. And I think, not to bring him up again, I think Jalen Williams is another guy that can put some points on the board. And obviously Shea has taken another huge jump and is the favorite right now for most improved player. So
him or Markkanen.
Yeah.
We do. I think we should talk about Markkanen as well.
You want to talk about Markkanen?
I think we should.
All right, go for
Lowry. I mean, you've seen these flashes from Lowry over the past few years. Like, he's always been like a great transition runner for his size, getting out in transition and getting easy dunks in transition. You just haven't seen him be able to consistently put the ball on the floor. He's kind of been thrown into the role of like staying in the corner and be a good jump shooter because you can shoot and you're 7 foot. And I think last year he actually learned a lot playing on that Cavs team, playing the three and having to keep up with like faster wings. He's back in the four position, but having a full season under his belt where he had to chase around smaller players than him, quicker players than him, I feel like really helped develop like his foot speed on the defensive end, and he's looked better this year playing the four in Utah. And given the role as just the lead scorer, he's just looked fantastic. His shooting numbers are all career highs. His scoring's career high in assists per game. I mean, he's just been phenomenal for Utah, who didn't expect to get much out of, I think, the Donovan Mitchell trade and Rudy Gobert trade, but they've really found themselves with a lot of good pieces from both of those trades and a load of draft picks.
Yeah, he's definitely been one of the biggest surprises of the year, and the Jazz in general too. I thought they were going to be the worst team in the league, and I still think, like, don't get me wrong, I don't think this team's going to end up anywhere close to the 8 seed. I think they're going to probably drop a decent amount, because they did get off to a really hot start, being like, I think they were even like the 1 seed for a solid week or something like that.
Yeah, they're falling.
Yeah, I think they're going to continue to fall, but that's not to discredit what Markkanen's done. And a lot of these young players who will probably have solid careers, but I don't think anybody in Utah believes their team is like a roster that wants to even try to make the playoffs. I think they're still going to hopefully look for a good draft pick this year.
Yeah, and they have the pieces to move, like Malik Beasley, Jared Vanderbilt could even be moved, Mike Conley. So they definitely have pieces, and Jordan Clarkson. They have pieces to go get even more picks, more assets. And, I mean, just keep falling down the ladder of the standings and out west if they really want to. But yeah, they have, I mean, the draft capital is just huge to have when you are building a team, just so you can make a move really whenever you want for when you are ready. So they're sitting super good with an all-star like Laurie on the team too, after giving up their two all-star players this past summer.
Yeah, definitely. All right, well, I think that's all we have for today, isn't it? Or do you have anything else you want to talk about?
Let me see.
I do want to just say that Markel Fultz is still a great basketball player. And I think people...
He's been good.
People are... Yeah. Just always got to get
that's your guy. You've always believed. And he's panning out. He's panning out, so...
Killian Hayes, too, has looked pretty good lately. My guy, too.
Ever since that Cavs-Pistons game we went to, Killian's been a dog.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he ruined your bet that night. Couldn't miss a shot.
That's right. Darius ruined my bet that night.
Yeah.
With that missed free throw.
Well, yeah. I think that's all we got.
Yeah. What? Just one more question. Give me your, like, best team right now in the league.
Best team in the league?
Yeah, not like, who do you have winning it, just best team right now.
I'll go Boston. I just think when they are fully healthy, which I mean, I guess I couldn't even say them because you... Are we talking fully healthy?
Best team.
Like going into the playoffs? Or just best team right now?
Best team right now.
All right, I'll go Memphis then. Okay. They're the healthiest team right now. Jazz playing at an all-NBA level. They just got Bane back. Jaren is looking like the defensive player of the year. Just blocks an absurd amount of shots, and his help defense IQ is just out of this world. And they just have the depth to really compete with anyone. Amazing defense, and also just fun team to watch. So I'll go Memphis as the best team in the league right now. What do you think?
I like that. I'll go Denver. Yeah.
They're finding their stride.
I think they have the best starting five in the league, and I think, yeah, they're my pick right now.
Another shout out to Aaron Gordon.
Yeah, he's been great.
Been amazing.
Michael Porter Jr., he's not been too hot. But yeah, I love my Denver Nuggets. I think they're great.
They are. I mean, I'm trying to think. Did I pick them as a 1 seed? I think I did.
Yeah. I think we both had like them and the Clippers at the top.
Yeah. Nah, and I almost took the Nuggets over. I almost bet on their over. It was like 49 and a half games this year or something.
Oh.
I almost made that bet. I should have.
That's all right. All right. Well, thank you everybody for listening. We'll see you next time.
Yep. Peace.